This audio program has been produced by YBM. All rights reserved.
Listening test. In the listening test, you will be asked to demonstrate how well you understand spoken English. The entire listening test will last approximately 45 minutes. There are four parts, and directions are given for each part. You must mark your answers on the separate answer sheet. Do not write your answers in your test book. Part 1. Directions. For each question in this part, you will hear four statements about a picture in your test book. When you hear the statements, you must select the one statement that best describes what you see in the picture. Then, find the number of the question on your answer sheet and mark your answer. The statements will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Look at the example item below. Now, listen to the four statements.
A. They're moving some furniture.
B.
They're entering a meeting room.
C.
They're sitting at a table.
D.
They're cleaning the carpet.
Statement C,
they're sitting at a table,
is the best description of the picture, so you should select answer C and mark it on your answer sheet. Now, part 1 will begin. Number 1. Look at the picture marked number 1 in your test book.
A.
She's inserting a cord into an outlet.
B.
She's pressing a button on a machine.
C.
She's gripping the handle of a drawer.
D.
She's tacking a notice onto the wall.
Number 2. Look at the picture marked number 2 in your test book.
A.
Some window shutters are being replaced.
B.
A pillow is being arranged on a seat.
C.
An outdoor table is being cleared off.
D.
Some wooden boards are being painted.
Go on to the next page. Number 3. Look at the picture marked number 3 in your test book.
A.
Some utensils have been discarded in a bin.
B.
Some bottles are being emptied into a sink.
C.
A rolling chair has been placed next to a counter.
D.
Some drawers have been left open.
Number 4. Look at the picture marked number 4 in your test book.
A.
A man is chopping some wood into pieces.
B.
Leaves are scattered across the grass.
C.
A man is closing a window.
D.
Wood is piled near a fence.
Number 5. Look at the picture marked number 5 in your test book.
A.
People are standing in line in a lobby.
B.
Items are being loaded into shopping bags.
C.
Tents have been set up in a parking area.
D.
A worker is putting up a canopy.
Number 6. Look at the picture marked number 6 in your test book.
A.
Some luggage is stacked next to an escalator.
B.
A suitcase is being lifted onto a shuttle bus.
C.
Some suitcases are displayed in a shop window.
D.
A luggage rack has 2 levels.
Go on to the next page. Part 2. Directions. You will hear a question or statement and 3 responses spoken in English. They will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Select the best response to the question or statement and mark the letter A, B, or C on your answer sheet. Now, let us begin with question number 7. Number 7.
Have the machines on the factory floor been cleaned?
A.
No, not yet.
B.
It's in the shipping container.
C.
I just put it in the trash bin.
Number 8.
How much will the budget increase next year?
A.
About 10%.
B.
3 hours, I think.
C.
At the bank's main branch.
Number 9.
You're going to water the plants before you leave, aren't you?
A.
I walked the whole way.
B.
Yes, right after lunch.
C.
In the break room.
Number 10.
Aren't you going to schedule an eye doctor appointment?
A.
Those glasses look nice on you.
B.
I already scheduled one.
C.
The seminar is 3 days long.
Number 11.
I'm going to try to fix this printer.
A.
You're right, it doesn't fit.
B.
Double-sided copies.
C.
Are you sure it can be repaired?
Number 12.
What should we do with these brochures?
A.
A trip to the seashore.
B.
Yes, I found it already.
C.
I'll leave them at the front desk.
Number 13.
Has the policy meeting been rescheduled?
A.
We have lots of desk calendar designs.
B.
Yes, it's happening tomorrow instead.
C.
This soup I ordered is delicious.
Number 14.
Why don't we stop by the office cafeteria on our way to the workshop?
A.
Sure, we have time for that.
B.
A full-service buffet.
C.
The topic is professional networking.
Number 15.
Have you tried our famous pasta dish?
A.
We need a table for 5.
B.
Yes, it was delicious.
C.
I'll try to make it on time.
Number 16.
Who's the opening act at tonight's concert?
A.
Could you turn up the volume?
B.
A jazz singer from France.
C.
The position has been filled.
Number 17.
When do the product demonstrations start?
A.
The schedule was emailed last Friday.
B.
Some innovative features.
C.
In room 202, I think.
Number 18.
I tried updating the website, but it didn't work.
A.
That date works for me.
B.
Usually our online reviews.
C.
Just send me the changes you want.
Number 19.
Did you hire a new welding specialist?
A.
The part's back ordered.
B.
Yes, he starts tomorrow.
C.
No, it should be higher.
Number 20.
How was the color palette for the lobby chosen?
A.
Blue and orange.
B.
It was fine, thanks.
C.
I wasn't involved.
Number 21.
When are we ordering more supplies for the office?
A.
In the storage closet.
B.
Next week on Monday.
C.
The new desk looks great.
Number 22.
The battery for the water pump is going to be solar-powered, right?
A.
We're still in the planning stages.
B.
$140 per year.
C.
Yes, I'd love a glass of water.
Number 23.
Where can I buy a charger for this laptop?
A.
Around 3 o'clock.
B.
I can order one for you.
C.
A limited return policy.
Number 24.
Do I need to reserve a meeting room?
A.
Yes, let me show you how.
B.
The service is good.
C.
My slide presentation.
Number 25.
When's the new department director supposed to start?
A.
It's an hour long.
B.
Ms. Pavlova isn't retiring for several weeks.
C.
No, that department's upstairs.
Number 26.
Should I deliver these pizzas, or will you?
A.
No thanks, I'm not hungry.
B.
$10 for two.
C.
They're being picked up.
Number 27.
This month's shipment schedule has been revised.
A.
I couldn't find them either.
B.
Which dates have been changed?
C.
$2 per pound.
Number 28.
How much will the repairs cost?
A.
The work is covered under the warranty plan.
B.
Yes, it's also available in red.
C.
In about 2 weeks.
Number 29.
Why don't we provide more samples of the wallpaper patterns?
A.
The newspaper is delivered daily.
B.
An interior design course.
C.
There are plenty in the binders.
Number 30.
Can you give me a tour of the property this afternoon?
A.
Sorry, I won't have time until tomorrow.
B.
It has a very modern design.
C.
A house on Maple Street.
Number 31.
Who's scheduled to test the product today?
A.
We're waiting for confirmation.
B.
It's a great album, right?
C.
About 6 weeks ago.
Part 3. Directions. You will hear some conversations between two or more people. You will be asked to answer three questions about what the speakers say in each conversation. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The conversations will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Questions 32 through 34 refer to the following conversation.
Good morning, Captain. We'll be docking at the port in Kolkata this evening, right?
Actually, we had to change course overnight to avoid a storm, so we're running behind schedule. But we should arrive early tomorrow.
Well, that's not too bad.
Oh, Hector has the day off today, so I'll need you to do the morning rounds, starting with checking the machinery in the engine room.
Of course. I'll head there now.
Number 32. Where does the conversation most likely take place? Number 33. What caused a delay? Number 34. What will the man do next? Questions 35 through 37 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, I'm here to schedule some personal training sessions.
Okay, what are your fitness goals?
I'd like to lift weights and build strength.
I can work with you on that. Are you currently a member here?
No, I'll also need to sign up for a membership. I saw online that you're running a special for new members, 50% off the first month's membership. Can I sign up for that?
Absolutely. But before I get you signed up, let me show you around our facility.
Number 35. Where does the woman most likely work? Number 36. What does the man ask about? Number 37. What will the woman do next? Questions 38 through 40 refer to the following conversation.
As you can see, this Renaissance landscape painting we acquired is in bad condition. We can't display it yet.
Yes. This painting will need significant restoration work.
I'll begin by investigating the artist's color palette and style to see how we should repair the damaged areas.
You know, this would be a stunning piece to unveil at our anniversary dinner in June. And since it's a big project to finish by then, we should get started right away.
Number 38. Who most likely are the speakers? Number 39. What does the woman say she will do? Number 40. Why does the man suggest beginning a project quickly? Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Hi, Ozan. Do you have time to review some slides I'm presenting at a meeting on Thursday?
Oh, is that the meeting with Smith Incorporated?
Yes. I'm presenting them with our updated marketing plan for their chain of bookstores.
You know, Smith Incorporated prefers informal meetings. I think just a handout highlighting how our marketing plan will positively impact their book sales would be enough.
Really? Thilo, you've worked with this client before. What do you think?
Ozan is right. I think they'd prefer a meeting that was more of a conversation than a presentation.
Number 41. What is the woman preparing? Number 42. What kind of business is Smith Incorporated? Number 43. What do the men agree about? Go on to the next page. Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
I heard that the results of your experiment were better than you expected. Congratulations!
Thanks. I thought we'd have to run that reaction 10 times before we got a positive result, but we got it on the third try.
You'll have to write up your results and submit them to the research director. That's Ezra, right?
Oh, Ezra's leaving the company next week.
Oh, I didn't know that. I wonder if you'll be promoted to fill her position.
I don't think so. I've never managed an entire research group. I hope to get some experience doing that next quarter.
Number 44. Why does the woman congratulate the man? Number 45. What does the man imply when he says,
Ezra's leaving the company next week?
Number 46. What does the man hope to do next quarter? Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
Now we'll move on to a special segment of our news program where we highlight new local businesses for our viewers. Today I'm talking with Dhruv Bahaj, a personal trainer and gym owner. Thanks for coming into the studio today, Dhruv.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited to tell you about the gym I just opened last month. It has state-of-the-art equipment, and my trainers can work with clients at any stage in their fitness journey.
Sounds great. How did you get started in this line of work?
Well, I was an athlete in school, and when I stopped competing, I wanted to continue doing something fitness-related. So I started working as a trainer.
Number 47. Where most likely are the speakers? Number 48. What does the man say he recently did? Number 49. What does the woman ask the man to talk about? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
As director, I'm delighted to welcome you to the Redmond Aquatic Institute. We're happy you'll be producing content for our website.
I'm looking forward to writing about Redmond's initiatives in marine biology.
Yes, the more articles the public can read about threats to aquatic ecosystems, the better. Public awareness will help us get funding to meet our aim of preserving these ecosystems. This is Roberto. He's working on our mangrove research project, which is the first one you'll cover.
It's an interesting project. And what's exciting is that we've started using drones to photograph the area with the mangroves. So we have some great images you could use.
Number 50. What has the woman been hired to do? Number 51. According to the director, what is the organization's goal? Number 52. What does Roberto say is exciting? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation.
Matthew, you're not planning to cancel Wednesday's budget meeting, are you?
I haven't sent out the cancellation yet, but our research partners in China are off this week for a national holiday, so there's no point in meeting. Why?
Well, I've been looking at the draft budget, and we didn't allocate funds for a project leader.
Uh-oh. I wonder how that happened. You're right. We need to discuss how to fix that.
You know, we allocated money for a trip to Singapore to present our preliminary findings. We don't really need to do that.
Number 53. What does the man say about some contacts in China? Number 54. What does the woman imply when she says,
"We didn't allocate funds for a project leader"?
Number 55. What does the woman say about some travel expenses? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, you've reached tech support.
I'm calling from Ruben Restaurant Equipment. I recently purchased your software to keep track of my warehouse inventory, and I have a question about setting alerts.
Sure, how can I help?
Well, we've been getting an alert whenever the inventory for our deep fryers drops below 10, but we usually don't stock many of those because restaurants don't often need to replace them. So, can I lower the alert level for just those items?
Yes. In the system, if you click on that product, you'll see a link that says Set Custom Alert, and you can set it to any number from there.
I see it. Thanks for your help.
Number 56. Where is the woman calling from? Number 57. What is some software being used for? Number 58. What does the man help the woman do? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation.
I just spoke to the garden director. He wants us to install an irrigation system in the rose garden, as well as the magnolia grove. He wants to be sure the flowers get plenty of water during the hot summer months.
Okay, let's walk over there now and take some measurements. Then we can figure out what materials we'll need.
Sure. We have some extra parts left over from when we worked on the cherry trees. I'll check what we have left after we finish measuring the rose garden.
Number 59. Where are the speakers most likely working? Number 60. What have the speakers been asked to do? Number 61. What does the man offer to do? Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation and map.
Good morning, Ms. Al-Johani. Sorry I'm a little late. Traffic was terrible.
That's okay, but our rental office will be very busy this morning. There's a big education convention in town starting today, and a lot of attendees from out of town have reserved cars to get to the conference center.
Right. What do you want me to do first?
I'd like you to start by checking the batteries in our electric cars. We want to be sure they're all fully charged.
Number 62. Why does the man apologize? Number 63. According to the woman, why will the speakers be very busy today? Number 64. Look at the graphic. Where will the man go first? Go on to the next page. Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation and table.
I've been on vacation, so I missed our department's meeting. Can you give me an update?
Well, all our public programs and community events are on schedule.
Great! How about the Janus Park project? We're still planning on planting trees best suited for residential areas, right?
That's right. I'm working on the public education part now. There'll be a children's poster competition next month, which the city mayor will judge.
Interesting. Is there a prize?
The winner will get a ribbon. But all participants will get a seedling to plant at home. We'll be giving away the tallest of these four varieties, since it was the most popular in a survey of our residents.
Number 65. Where do the speakers most likely work? Number 66. What does the woman say will take place next month? Number 67. Look at the graphic. What kind of seedlings will be given away? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation and sign.
Hi, I'd like a large black coffee and an egg and cheese croissant, please.
Sure, that'll be $8. Are you a Shelby's preferred customer?
No, I'm not. But I do have an Easy Cash card.
Great, let me ring that up for you.
By the way, I'd like to order breakfast for my team tomorrow morning. Can I place that order ahead of time?
Sure. Would you like to do that now?
No. I'll call you later today when I know what everyone wants. Thanks for the information.
Number 68. Where does the conversation most likely take place? Number 69. Look at the graphic. How much will the man save on his purchase? Number 70. What does the man say he will do later today? Part 4. Directions. You will hear some talks given by a single speaker. You will be asked to answer three questions about what the speaker says in each talk. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The talks will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following telephone message.
Hi, Amina. This is Sabine calling from Blue Drop Creations. I just put the earrings and necklaces that you ordered from me in the mail. Because you've been a customer for over 10 years, I've also included a special gift in the package for you. It's a case for your jewelry. This is a new product that I'm starting to offer, so please call me back after you receive it. I'd really like to hear your thoughts on it.
Number 71. Who most likely is the speaker? Number 72. Why did the speaker include a special gift? Number 73. Why is the listener asked to return a phone call? Questions 74 through 76 refer to the following telephone message.
Good morning. This is Brandon from Dakota Framing Company, returning your call. We received your voicemail about wanting to frame a wedding picture. There is no need to print the photo yourself. We prefer that you email us a digital copy. So, to answer your question, you can complete the whole order online. Just visit our website, where you'll fill in your choices for photo size and the frame, and upload your photo. And for a small extra cost, we'll guarantee to replace your frame in case of damage. Please be sure to check that box when you order.
Number 74. What does the listener want to do? Number 75. What does the speaker expect the listener to do on a website? Number 76. What is included for an extra fee? Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following talk.
Welcome all to this week's training in our series of patient care programs. Our physical therapy center is known for the excellent care we provide to our patients, and that's because of you, our staff. The training today will be about ways to engage the patients who reside in our facility through playing games. I've prepared different types of activities for us to try out, including some games that involve mental stimulation as well as physical exercises. But I have to let you know that today I must leave at noon. Next week we'll try out more of the games.
Number 77. Who are the listeners? Number 78. What has the speaker prepared? Number 79. What does the speaker imply when he says,
"I must leave at noon"?
Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following advertisement.
Are you a certified commercial truck driver? Hoffman Oversized Haulers is currently looking for experienced truck drivers to join our team. As our name suggests, we transport oversized cargo throughout the region. With Hoffman, drivers enjoy flexible scheduling. In fact, we're the only company in the region that allows employees to determine their own work hours. If you don't have experience working with oversized loads, training is available. Please check out our website to learn more about our open positions. We can't wait to work with you.
Number 80. What is the purpose of the advertisement? Number 81. How is the speaker's company different from its competitors? Number 82. What does the speaker encourage the listeners to do? Go on to the next page. Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following telephone message.
Hi, Jinyu. I have some exciting news. The Farmer's Table television program wants to feature our restaurant in an upcoming episode. They'll be coming on Wednesday to film everyone at work in the kitchen during our dinner service. Since you're the executive chef, I'll need you to come in earlier than usual to get everything prepped and set up. And just as a reminder, I'm still planning to be out of town next week for the Springdale Pastry and Dessert Festival. Thanks.
Number 83. What is the message mainly about? Number 84. What does the speaker ask the listener to do on Wednesday? Number 85. Where will the speaker go next week? Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following broadcast.
Good evening, and thank you for watching Channel 4 News. I'm here in Rockville, a suburb in the metropolitan area. Rockville was recently chosen as the site of a multi-million-dollar electric vehicle battery factory. This project promises to bring thousands of jobs, both directly and indirectly, to the surrounding community. At a recent well-attended public comment meeting, residents had a chance to voice any opposition to the project. No one made any comments. To learn more about this exciting development, artist-rendered images of the project are on display at the City Hall building.
Number 86. What is the speaker mainly discussing? Number 87. What does the speaker imply when he says,
"No one made any comments"?
Number 88. What can the public view at the City Hall building? Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following advertisement.
Tired of losing things on your desk because it's too cluttered? If so, the Optimum Space Organizer is the perfect product for you. Designed with office employees like you in mind, this product can make even the messiest of desks look neat again. Best of all, the organizer adjusts to any size space you may have on your desk. It can be as narrow or as wide as you need it to be, within seconds. If you call in the next 10 minutes, you'll receive a 30% discount.
Number 89. What type of product is being advertised? Number 90. What special feature does the speaker emphasize? Number 91. How can the listeners receive a discount? Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following podcast.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Fabulous Foods. Every week we discuss a different vegetable and ways to cook with it to maximize flavor. Now, before we get started, I'm excited to announce that I've been collaborating with Cartwell Kitchen Supplies to develop a new line of cookware. It'll be released in November, but it's available for pre-order right now. Keep in mind, this product line will not be available for long. Okay, let's move on to our program. With us today is renowned chef Rebecca Murray to talk about this week's vegetable, eggplant. Rebecca recently launched a vegetarian restaurant in New York that is getting rave reviews so far.
Number 92. According to the speaker, what is the purpose of the podcast? Number 93. Why does the speaker say,
"This product line will not be available for long"?
Number 94. According to the speaker, what did Rebecca Murray recently do? Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following announcement and timetable.
Attention, passengers. Renovation work to upgrade and modernize our train station is underway. We apologize for the inconvenience the construction noise may cause. Please note that regional train schedules are not affected. Train 133 with service to Washington, D.C. will be arriving shortly. All passengers to Washington, please proceed to track 26B. If you need assistance handling your baggage, please speak to a ticket agent immediately. Train 133's next stop will be Wilmington, followed by Baltimore, and then Washington, D.C.
Number 95. Why does the speaker apologize? Number 96. According to the speaker, why may some listeners need to see an agent? Number 97. Look at the graphic. When is train 133 scheduled to arrive at its next stop? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following speech and airport map.
Hello, everyone. I'm Carmen Salazar, the Airport Operations Director, and I wanted to thank you for attending this press conference. As of this week, construction on the new regional airport is proceeding on schedule for two of the three terminals. Minor design adjustments to Terminal A have put the project slightly behind schedule, and we anticipate about 2 months will be added to the construction time frame as a result. I'd also like to mention that we now have a 3D printed model of this project. Please feel free to visit our website so you can view it.
Number 98. Who most likely are the listeners? Number 99. Look at the graphic. Which of the following companies will be affected by a delay? Number 100. What does the speaker invite the listeners to do?